The public has come to see the Honolulu Rail Project as one that is barely able to meet its stated goal, a terminus at Ala Moana Center. There's some concern that its current $9 billion plus price tag may not be enough to even do that. So the HART Board's stated intention to expand rail to UH and Waikiki may come as a surprise. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Chris.
How did this come out? It's a closed-door session there they've got scheduled, right?
Yes, that's right. So the whole thing is in fairly obscure governmentese, the way that this has been presented to the public so mm-hmm. far in the notice or the agenda of the HART board meeting. The agenda item simply says that they want to conduct planning and engineering activities and acquire the right of way to allow the development of the locally preferred alternative. In plain English, that means they're asking the city council for the green light to design an extension of the rail line to Manoa and Waikiki, and also to buy land along the route. So it's a pretty dramatic thing that they're starting out on, at least the beginning to, but it was in pretty obscure language.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it kind of got snuck onto the meeting agenda. There was no particular announcement or anything. You just looked at the agenda and found this item?
Well, actually, I need to give a shout-out to a new reporter we have. Marcel Honoré is coming to work for us, and Marcel mentioned it, pointed it out. He's starting next week and mentioned, hey, we might want to look into this. So we looked into it, and there we are. We saw it.
You would think that something of that magnitude would have merited an announcement. Yeah, am I wrong?
Well, it depends on what their goal is. If they don't want to have people talk about it, they could put it in this obscure language and hope it just sort of slides through and no one really thinks to ask.
Well,
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, Stuart, I'm just saying, as you well know, as a reporter, if you try to slide something past the public and then it ends up in the newspaper, you've kind of defeated your purpose, haven't you?
Yes, well, that has defeated the purpose. So it is in the paper. We're on it. Again, they're going to be discussing it in executive session. But I suppose if they come out and decide we do want to ask the city council for permission to do this, we'll know that, and we'll know what they're asking for permission to do, and we'll also know to be on the alert when it goes to the city council, and the city council decides what to do about this, as they call it, the locally preferred alternative, which really means the route to Manoa and Waikiki.
Well, you know, the whole idea of that, I mean, we've been hearing how strapped they were, and doing a study costs money, doesn't it?
Well, right. Not only doing the study, but again, remember, they have permission to acquire the right-of-way to allow development. So they can be buying land as well if they get permission to do this.
And yet, you know, when this was before the legislature a couple of months ago, it was, as my memory serves, presented as something that we will barely make it with this additional funding.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's been part of the discussion. I spoke to Sylvia Luke, the House Finance Committee Chair, who is part of the help put the bailout deal together, the $2.4 billion bailout measure. And she said, don't even think about more money until you show you can get to Ala Moana on budget and in time.
Well, somebody's thinking about it, Stuart. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.